7 past the hour. This is formerly the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is now the Jennifer Horne Show.
Woo-hoo!
With her trusty sidekick, Rich McFadden. Yep. We have kicked Doug to the curb. He is out there in Tiffin, Ohio. We locked the door on the studio. He's on the street corner with a little cardboard sign around his neck saying, "We'll talk for food." If you see him, treat him kindly, please. He's without a job. We may let him back next week. I haven't decided yet. Maybe.
You haven't decided yet.
He's holding the fact that he pays all the bills for the show over our heads, so that might have a little strength.
He said he's going to send us the bills if we don't let him back in.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I mean, you know, hey, listen, we'll see how long we can go without paying the bills, and then maybe we'll let him back in the front door. So until then,
close everything down.
It's the Jennifer Horne Show. Roberta is off on one of her jaunts down to Florida, so
she's going on vacay.
Yeah, you know what? It must be nice. Travel as much as she does. Mrs. Trump. I think she's having a little secret affair with the Trumpster there in New York City. So, Jennifer Horne Show, but you can still check out the website at gooddayshow.com, formerly the Doug Steffen Show.com. We've kicked that to the curb as well. So, go there and you can see all of our fun little things today, the video of the day, and today's poll: do you think OJ is innocent? And let me get over to it here. Oprah is going to be interviewing O.J. if he will say, "I did it." Why he would do that, I have no idea. Oprah can get you to say some crazy things. She's one of those people that can get you to cry on TV.
Yes.
I don't think that Oprah is going to get O.J. to confess on television.
I don't think so either. Although some people say that he already has confessed to her, that that's why she's even said these words. I mean, she's not dumb. She's not going to say that she can get him to confess if she can't.
A lot
but
of people would watch it. They thought he was going to confess. And then she said, "Well, he told me that he did, but he just wouldn't be." You know, I don't know. So, all right. So go to the Doug Steffen website, DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com. And do you think OJ did it? Here are your answers: yes, probably, not sure, no, and hopefully Oprah will let us know soon. So check that out along with some other cool stuff. There's a motorcycle wreck today on GoodDayShow.com as the video of the day. Nobody gets hurt. Just a lot of fun. Everybody likes to see NASCAR
just a good
crashes.
Wreck.
Everybody likes a good car crash, and a motorcycle wreck is even more fun because they're going faster. So.
But today on the Today Show?
Yes.
Did you say that?
No, I said today.
No, but can you say today on the Today Show?
You can say today on the Today Show, yes.
The big story for all you gossip fans out there is that Justin Bieber was almost run over in New York City by a bunch of fans. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah. So they
he was on the Today Show yesterday.
Right.
Okay, and then he went out and was running around New York, I guess, right?
Yes,
okay.
And he can't go anywhere without a crowd. He's got paparazzi everywhere.
Sure.
So apparently he almost got run over by some people. And this doesn't surprise me because he's a very small little guy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he's hit puberty yet or not.
When I keep the Today Show up on the TV here, just kind of keep an eye on the news and whatnot. And when he was on standing next to Matt Lauer, I'm always amazed. I never knew Matt Lauer was as short as he is.
Right. I'd say Matt Lauer's probably about 5'7".
Is he? Okay. I didn't know if he was that tall.
So you think Justin Bieber
looked like a 7-year-old standing next to Matt Lauer. So, yeah.
But this got me thinking about teen idols, because Justin Bieber is, like, so great. I look at him, and I just see this sweet little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not sweet, but I see this little kid. But, you know, this is for the young girls. This is, like, the guy. So then I started thinking back to the 80s when I was a young girl, thinking, who was on my wall?
Uh-huh.
And I think this is kind of a good question. Who was on your wall when you were growing up? Who was your teenage dream person? You know, when you would read, like, Tiger Beat or Teen Beat magazine, who would you think was dreamy?
Well, that was the girl. The guys didn't read Tiger Beat or Teen Beat.
Oh, you had pictures of Farrah Fawcett, though. Where'd
I absolutely had the Farrah poster.
Where did 100%. You get that?
The Farrah poster?
Did you have to buy it?
Yeah, you buy it at, what was the name of the gift store?
Like Spencer's?
Spencer's, yes.
With all the posters that you could flip through?
The
they still
rack.
Have those.
Man, let me tell you something. I used to spend an hour sitting there going through all the posters. Which one am I going to get? And I went through this one stage where I had the Black Light with the fuzzy velvet posters, with the
really?
Hendrix poster. And then, you know, the Keep on Truckin' with the guy with the keychain.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Search it. Look it up online. Keep on Trucking poster.
I'm going to do
And you see this guy that's just left in, like, a purple pimp suit with, like, the purple velvet hat?
So you had a dude on your wall?
Swinging his keychain. Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, when you're a kid, you have rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Hendrix.
Okay.
And I had Farrah. She was the one hot chick poster that I had. And did I have Cheryl Ladd? I think I had her. I was big into the Charlie's Angels scene.
You like those girls, huh?
Yeah.
So were those your celebrity crushes growing up?
Celebrity crushes growing up. I would have to say Farrah and Jacqueline Smith. Yeah, the Charlie's Angels. They were probably, maybe Daisy Duke when I was like a teenager and the Dukes of Hazzard was on. She'd probably be one.
Those shorts were killer.
Yeah, honey, I mean, when you're 14 years old, how do you turn that off the television? You can't. You can't.
All right, so who was on your wall? 800-510-8255. Tell us who was on your wall when you were growing up. Or maybe if Justin Bieber's on your wall now, you can tell us that too.
So last night I went to a concert where absolutely one of these people who was a teen idol, I went to the Peter Frampton concert.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1976, after the Frampton Comes Alive album hit and just took over rock and roll, it was the biggest album for months and months, there was a very famous photo of him taken with, like, his shirt open, and he had the long, curly locks and whatever like that, and girls went nuts over it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, to this day, I wish that picture had never been taken because
really?
I wanted to
Why?
Be a serious rock star. And that turned me into a teen pop idol.
You know, so many people, you hear a lot of celebrities say that they wish that a picture had never been taken or they wish they'd been taken more seriously. But hello, your career wouldn't be where it is if you didn't have those
Keith
things.
Partridge, David, what's his name?
Cassidy.
David Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. He wanted to be a serious rock star. But being on that show, The Partridge Family, turned him into a teen pop idol, and no record company would touch him with the kind of music that he wanted to do. If we can write you the bubblegum pop hits and you want to sing those, sure, no problem. And that started all of his drug problems, his drinking problems, is that he wanted to be a rock and roll star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And he couldn't. Mm. Nobody took him seriously.
So what a lot of people do now is they do their one album, and then when they get famous enough, they go and branch off and do what they actually really want to do creatively.
Well, that's what... shoot, what's his name? John, what's his face? Dated, what's her face from Friends? I don't remember her names anymore.
Let's see, John, who dated what's her face from Friends?
Yes, her.
Are you thinking of Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, her.
John Mayer?
John Mayer.
Ding, 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 ding.
John Mayer
Ooh.
Came out with all these, like, acoustic pop hits.
Yeah.
And then said, okay, I want to be Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of did this mix, and now he can do whatever he wants to do.
Right. And whoever he wants to.
Yeah, apparently. All right, so who was on your wall?
All right. You know, I was a weirdo. Very weird tasting guy. It's probably of all the little movie stars, I loved Corey Haim. Loved him.
Yeah.
He was probably my number one. And not because he was so good looking, but because he always looked like he was up to something. He had that little bit of
twinkle.
Are
you one of those girls? Are you one of those girls that likes the bad boys?
No.
The ones that treat you like you say no.
No, I like the good guys. I don't think he was necessarily a bad guy. He just always looked like he had something up his sleeve, which I kind of like, I think.
Which means you thought he was a bad boy, and you wanted him because
he was
dangerous.
No, a bad boy was like River Phoenix or James Spader. They were like the bad boys in the
80s. How was Corey Haim any different than River Phoenix, except he's not dead?
Oh. Well, he was clean back then-ish, kind of. Maybe not.
He's a train wreck. The guy's a mess.
And that's why I am single.
Anybody in Hollywood named Corey is a drug-addicted mess.
Oh, that's sad.
That was a child star.
I'm trying to think. I also liked athletes a lot. I liked a lot of the Dodgers. Steve Garvey was one.
Yeah.
Oh, and Luke Robitaille, my favorite hockey player. I just had a crush on him because he was nice. And he used to talk to me at Kings games, and so I loved him. Oh, and I liked wrestlers. I did. I liked Sting.
But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They all grow up.
They do. I know.
What is Justin Bieber going to look like in 40 years?
Well, that's like Corey Haim. If you looked at him right before he died, he did not look the same at all.
Yeah.
I mean, different hair, different, just everything. I mean,
so last night we're at Peter Frampton. And, you know, mm-hmm. everybody remembers Peter Frampton from the album cover photo, you know, with the long curly hair and everything. And out walks this, in very good shape, 61-year-old bald guy.
Okay.
Sounds exactly the same. I mean, his voice is great, and the guy's in great shape, but it just kind of takes you back for a second, because, I mean, I haven't seen Peter Frampton in forever. And
so he shaved off all of his hair.
No, he didn't shave it off. He's just bald.
Yeah, it's just bald.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the hair on the sides, it and happens. It's gray and the whole thing. So, but, I mean, that's the reality is, these people have a window of a couple of years. They pretty much spend the rest of their life living on that image.
Yeah, although, you know, there's some people that get better with age, though. Kiefer Sutherland never had a crush on him when he was a young bad boy guy, but now he's hot, now that he's
power. Yeah, but he's once again, he's a bad boy. He's the guy that drops his pants in a bar after he's drinking too much, and
but
like
it's a bar that I frequent, so it's okay. It works.
Yeah, you've got issues, girl. You've got issues.
Tom Cruise, good guy?
What about him?
Who's not a bad boy from the 80s?
Oh, I would say Tom Cruise is probably a good guy.
He was kind of cool. And he was cute. He was cute.
Yeah, a little weird. But he I don't think he's a bad guy.
Hmm.
Did you like him?
I liked him in Cocktail, yes.
He's one of your poster boys?
I
like Elizabeth Shue. And there's one of mine. There's my poster boy,
Elizabeth Shue. She was cute.
Mm.
I don't know. And Rob Lowe is always dreamy.
He looks like a mannequin. He's fake. He's plastic.
He does now.
He's made of wood.
But before he was cuter.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. So
those are my guys.
Who's your poster child? Who was on your wall? Send us, you know what? Jennifer's going to go to Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Facebook.com and go to Good Day Show on Facebook and tell us who was on your walls as a kid. Which posters of teen idols or celebrities did you have hanging on your wall? It's 18 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Make your way over to the Facebook page for the Good Day Show and tell us who your teen pop idol who adorns your wall was.
We already have a vote.
Oh, who was it?
Chad Everett from Kim Wellborn.
I love it. 21 past on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Dutch Steffen Show. More fun than free 900 calls.
That's right. It's 23 past
That's
the hour.
Fun.
Dutch Steffen Show. They are fun. All right, so we put the question up. We're already getting a lot of response there. It's go to Facebook's Good Day Show and tell us who was on your walls as a kid, who you liked, and we're getting a lot of votes for Eddie Van Halen. Did anybody say David Lee Roth? That guy's kind of a mess.
No.
He was bald at, like, you know.
He wasn't cute. Eddie Van Halen, pretty hot.
Yeah. He's still? What do you think of him now?
Yeah, and you know who else for rockers? John Bon Jovi isn't bad. And also, never got why people liked Richie Sambora until I saw him in concert, and then he was kind of hot. Again, I guess it's the bad boy thing.
You know, anybody who can marry Heather Locklear has got to have something going on.
Something going for him, exactly. Yeah.
So who else have we got votes for there?
All right, also, Chad Everett, who I didn't know exactly who that was, but I looked him up. Holy moly, he was smoking hot.
Yeah.
He's 19. He was born in 1936. Famous actor, and
wasn't he on Marcus Welby?
Yes,
Marcus Welby. Yeah,
hot. So good, Cam. That was a good suggestion.
How about this one? This would have been on my mom's.
He was hot too. Young Elvis or old Elvis?
Oh, old Elvis definitely. He was cool, not hot.
Really? I think he still had the hot.
Old Elvis?
Yeah.
Fat, sweaty, sweet and suit Elvis?
Without the Coke and the peanut butter sandwich. Well, Tamri Cole says that she's voting for Elvis, the king.
What kind?
He did have a real hot voice, you have to admit.
Elvis had one of the best voices ever in the history of rock and roll.
And very
so,
unique.
So, oh, let me try this again. On this date, in 1988, Debbie Gibson was number one.
I loved her.
With Foolish Beat. Now, let me ask you this.
I even had her perfume, Rich.
Yeah, she was definitely a teen pop
idol. She had Electric Youth perfume, and I used to wear it.
Electric Youth. Do you still wear
that
it?
That was the name of her song.
Do you still have a jar of it?
No. Do I still have it?
So, is it okay for girls to put... Like, would you have had a Debbie Gibson poster?
Oh, yeah, because they're musicians, totally.
Okay, so Britney Spears. It'd be like me putting a Hendrix poster up or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, over Tiffany, I prefer Debbie Gibson.
Really? Why is it? Now she's Deborah Gibson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she had more songs. Tiffany had the remake of the Beatles song, and I think We're Alone Now. But Debbie Gibson had, like, a full album of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore the cool hat. Do you remember the black hat?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have one of those.
How about the guys from Duran Duran? Simon LeBon.
A little too emotional.
Oh, no, my cousin was nuts for Simon.
Really?
Crazy for him. Thought he was all that and more. I like them more now. Back then, I didn't think it was cool to listen to Duran Duran. But now you can kind of say, okay, Hunger Like the Wolf. Okay.
I like that. And a little bit of Duran Duran. I don't know. Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, they were just not my thing. I was more of a pop princess. Hate to say it.
All right, so...
All right, we also have votes for Sean Cassidy. And Elton John, which is an odd one, but okay.
I could see Elton John for the musical factor. I wouldn't, you know, I don't think anybody would put him up as a good-looking teen pop idol.
You never know. He wore those sunglasses.
Yeah, he wore them for a reason, because he's ugly.
And by the way, we were corrected, not Marcus Welby. Chad Everett was Dr. Gannon on Medical Center.
Oh.
Did you ever watch it?
No, I watched Marcus Welby. At Medical Center, I do remember that. I remember Chad Everett.
You know, my buddy Robert Conrad was a teen idol. Still is, and still kind of hot.
He was a tough dude.
He was a tough guy. Knocked this battery off my shoulder. So I know people would vote for him. I mean, he gets so many fan mail. I mean, he's so much fan mail even today from people that just loved him in the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that was a cool show. I dug that. So does he still get the fan mail like that?
Tons.
The girls.
Are you kidding?
The girls
go
crazy for him.
He had three girls come in. He does a radio show at my day job.
Those guys.
Three girls come in the office.
Those guys. That's disgusting. That makes me sick. All right.
Oh, come on. You're
lowly, lowly radio guy, Rich McFadden, on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hey, folks. Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work for your money back. Hate the bugs. Love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. I have the feeling today is going to be a good day. Do you?
Me too.
As the former host of this show, Doug Steffens, used to say before we fired him and kicked him to the curb, if you have it in your mind that today is going to be a good day, it will be a good day. If you have it in your mind that today is going to be a bad day, guess what? You lose. So get off on the right foot to get it started. It is deep, isn't it? I'm stepping out of my puddle. So check it out. And you know what? We have some good information for you at DougSteffens.com. There's a couple of fun stories there for you to be able to get your day started. So cruise on over there. Answer our poll about OJ, that loser. And then check out some stuff that Tom Kreitler, our host from The Money Pit, who joins us once a week to tell you how to keep your home up to date, has some great tips on how to keep your house secure during a vacation.
You can even get the story at Doug7.com about the fake TV if you want to really keep your house secure.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear about this? It's a TV that's fake to fool burglars into thinking that you're home.
So my question is, why not just leave your real TV on?
I know. But the fake one's so much better, I guess.
All right. Also, when you go on vacation, you sending Twitter messages about, I'm lying on the beach in the Bahamas. And everybody can then go, okay, let me follow this person's Twitter stream, figure out where they live, go rob their house while they're enjoying the beach and a fruity drink with an umbrella on it while
you
lay on the beach.
Yeah, but don't you want to take pictures of your vacation? You do when you're at the beach.
Let me give you a little tip.
Yes?
Create groups. Like on Facebook, you can create like a friends and family group.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are only friends with people they trust, so that's cool. No problems there. But let's say you're friends with, like you and I, we have
people that
thousands and thousands
yet.
Of friends. Okay, we have you, who are our friends on this show. We have our friends we went to school with, our friends we work with, people that are in the industry. But then I may have a few people that I don't really know very well also.
Mm-hmm.
So I may create a group of just friends that I would say, okay, I'm on vacation. Here,
here's
check it out.
My list, I'm potential stalkers.
Yes. But create a group of just the people that you really trust if you want to share that vacation information with. That way,
See, I don't have to worry about it because I actually have a live-in bodyguard here who always is packing the heat and carrying automatic riflery.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Even when I go on vacation, there's someone here protecting my land.
Yep, that's why I have a big dog. My dog lets me know.
Too.
Yeah, whenever anybody is going. All right.
I have a team of pit bulls.
So apparently.
Uh-huh.
Southwest Airlines has been in the news this week because they turned 40 years old and they had this big airfare sale.
But they also had some bad press this week.
Right. So then on top of all that great news, all of a sudden one of their pilots decides, I'm going to rant about all of our flight attendants. And oops, guess what? The microphone was on.
Yeah, this took place a while ago. This was March 24th on a flight out of Austin. The pilot got suspended, but Southwest just brought him back into work. And so people are really upset that the guy didn't lose his job. In fact, this assemblywoman from San Francisco, Fiona Ma, has asked lawmakers to stop flying Southwest. I guess she was a frequent flyer of the airline, and she's no longer. She's protesting. She's asking everyone via a letter that she wrote and sent out to lawmakers all throughout California to stop flying Southwest.
So,
now, what's funny is this pilot doesn't realize he's on the microphone. I guess he's talking to his co-pilot. Is that what's happening here? And
yeah, I don't think it went out throughout the cabin. I think that they were talking to each other and it was being recorded, I don't know, back at the tower or something.
Well, he was talking about flight attendants, and his quote is, and I can only say a little bit of it, but he says there's 12 flight attendants, individual, never the same flight attendant twice, 11 blankety-blank, over-the-top, blankety-blankety-blankety-blankety homosexuals, and a granny. He also made fun of overweight people, so basically gays, women, overweight people, and old people. He really didn't eliminate anybody from the time.
Beautiful. All right, so here, the ladies on The View yesterday decided to knock this one around a little bit, and Whoopi starts jumping on this guy bad.
It was a Southwest pilot recently. He's back at work after being suspended for a rant about his flight crews and that he didn't realize he was being broadcast to air traffic control. And here's a little bit of what this fool said.
11 out of 12. There's 12 flight attendants, individuals, never the same flight attendant twice. 11 f***ing over-the-top f***ing homosexuals and a granny. 11. I mean, think of the odds of that. I thought I was in Chicago, which was party land. After that, it was just a continuous stream of gays and grannies and grandes.
Well, he's talking about the airline attendants who were on his flight.
And these, let me tell you something, Mr. Pilot. I don't know who you are because you're nameless right now.
Uh-oh.
These are the men and women who have been helping you keep that flight under control all the time. And to even spew the paint is ridiculous.
You wanted...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Excuse me. If I meet you... I'm going to be the granny from hell, honey.
the one good thing about this is at least he woke up the air controllers. That's all.
Yeah, they Oh, my God. He continues on, by the way. Do you have the rest of what he said?
No,
This guy's crazy. He said, so 6 months, I went to the bar three times in 6 months, three times, once with the granny and the blank, and I wish I hadn't gone. At the very end with two girls, one of them that was part doable, went to the bar and then to the crew at the same. He's talking about hanging out with these attendants. Oh, my gosh.
Here's what I want to know about these tapes. Who releases them? Whenever you have tapes... You know, that it incriminates somebody in some horrible way for something that they said that's usually really bad. Somebody releases them.
It's air traffic control somehow because their quote back when they heard all this was, okay, whoever this is transmitting better watch what you're saying.
Really?
Yeah, so he told them and the guy just kept on going anyway. He talked about...
What an idiot.
He talked about having relations with them.
What an idiot.
About these flight attendants. Yeah.
Why?
They're ugliest in Houston, apparently.
You know, I always thought Texas had was known for having the best-looking women.
No, he said Houston's the worst.
Really?
Quoting now, I mean, it's all of these blanking old dudes and grannies, and there's, like, maybe a handful of cute chicks.
I was,
Wait a second. So air traffic control comes back and says, okay, someone's got a stuck mic, and telling us about all their endeavors, we don't need to hear that.
Really? I love it.
Some other pilot comes on and says, Houston, SkyWest 6285, we're giving you a heads up. That was not us.
Why is he so shocked about this?
It's so funny.
It's just like, you know, it's fairly well known that within the flight attendant industry, there's a lot of homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he rant
well,
about
that.
You're in
he
the business?
He doesn't like the old ones, and he doesn't like the ones that are a little broad in the beam, I guess. He just, you know, I guess he misses the old days.
The old days were in the 1960s and 70s.
Yeah.
They haven't had the old days. I mean, it's pretty much been this way since, you know.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, though. I would rather have the people that are in now helping protect my flight.
Than the mindless ones that they used to have back in the 70s? So,
exactly.
Yeah. No, the ones they have in there now actually know what they're doing. Instead of doing it just to, I mean, a lot of them do it for the travel, sure. But they actually know what they're doing.
Right.
They're pros. And especially the ones that have been, oh, Doug's sister.
Right.
Is
I
a
would rather
attendant.
Have someone with, like, a
for
brain.
For 30-some years. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If I'm going down, I want her.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Strike that.
Right. We'll post a story up on the Facebook page because it's just, you have to read the whole back and forth between air traffic control and all these pilots who are saying, that's not me.
Here's the bottom line. The mic is always on.
Yeah, someone's always listening, and they're pressing record.
And with social networking, it gets out, and it gets out fast. And you are a superstar celebrity within 5 minutes.
Whether you want to be or not.
Right. So, really, be careful. Whenever there's something in front of your mouth that is electronic that could transmit your voice, think about that. So, all right, Dr. Ken coming straight away on the Good Day Show at 43 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. Not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
It's not often motorists receive recognition for doing something right. During June, in support of National Safe Driving Month, Motorola Mobility will reward drivers who commit to responsible driving behavior through its Responsibility on the Road program. Eric Estrada, star of the classic TV hit show Chips, has more.
In select cities, Motorola has teamed up with law enforcement to give Motorola Bluetooth devices to select motorists who pledge to follow their state and local hands-free laws. During National Safe Driving Month, you can visit facebook.com/Motorola to take the Responsibility on the Road pledge. In return, you'll receive 50% off Motorola Bluetooth hands-free devices.
Hands-free devices like the Motorola Roadster make it easy to make calls or receive and respond to a text message while keeping your hands on the wheel. For more information, visit Motorola.com/Roadster.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
45 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Jennifer Horn will be taking over the show tomorrow as we have fired Doug. He is on the streets of Tiffin with his cardboard sign, "We'll talk for food." Please tip him well. He needs your generosity.
I've always wanted to hang out with Dr. Ken on a Saturday, so I'm excited about being here.
Absolutely, yeah. Now you don't have to listen to Dr. Doug, as he puts it. That's actually what happened is he had his license revoked. And we had to take him off of the show. So anyway, he may be back. It depends. Dr. Ken is here now with our daily dose of medical information. And Dr. Ken, weight loss. We talk about weight loss a lot because of our friends at Medifast. We've all been on Medifast. We've all had great success with it. And if you want to try Medifast, go to gooddayshow.com or just MedifastKen.com.
I had a friend sign up yesterday.
Right. I've got two or three new people in my Taekwondo class that want to lose a couple of pounds. They have jumped on it. My cousin and her husband, my sister-in-law, and then I've talked to no less than 20 or so other friends, listeners, that have done it and had great success. But more than that, it's in the news today, weight loss surgery and weight loss in general, Dr. Ken.
Yes, Medifast is great. My pantry is so full. My wife and daughter are on it. I can't even find any room for any other food. But out of the archives of surgery, most obese people with diabetes, Rich, will be cured of the blood sugar disease after undergoing weight loss surgery. Amazingly, great news. 8 out of 10 patients could stop taking their diabetes medications following.
So think about
that. Is that lap band or is that gastric bypass?
Gastric bypass, 8 out of 10. With the lap band, 6 out of 10.
So think about that. Weight loss cures diabetes. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
I have 2 diabetes.
It's that easy. Weight loss.
But it's so hard for most diabetics to lose weight.
Yeah, no, I know. It's definitely tough. So, but I mean, hey, check with your doctor, see if Medifast is an option for you.
Will definitely work for type 2.
All right. So I can cure colon cancer by getting married?
Well, let's untangle that a little bit. Cancer Epidemiology Journal and Press, being married improves the likelihood of surviving for colon cancer patients. Married men, Rich, and women with colon cancer, they were 14% less likely to die than other colon cancer patients.
Why?
Well,
because you don't die, you just have a pain in the rear.
Well, these patients, they were diagnosed with earlier stages of colon cancer, and they sought more aggressive treatments. And just the care around, you need somebody when you're sick to be with you, who loves you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. What is combination therapy, and how can it fight chronic pain?
Medical Journal Lancet, you know, we all expect a magic bullet when we have this chronic pain, low back pain, arthritis, headaches, and fibromyalgia, but it's not one solution that's enough. You really need a combination of things like several medications or lifestyle changes, psychological treatments, and rehab and physical therapy.
Okay. And cribs, it seems like every few years we hear about a crib that is unfortunately having killing a kid or what's going on.
If you're thinking about buying a crib, wait till the next week or two because these new safety rules will take effect next week that will ban the manufacture and sale of traditional drop-side rail cribs.
Yeah, you know what? We had one of those and I never liked it. I ended up, I think, screwing it so that you couldn't drop the sides. And
that's
then,
what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, it just that's scary. All right, and then poor fat tasters?
Yes, this is fascinating. At the Institute of Food Technologists annual meeting, it's genetic. The creaminess and fat-rich foods such as ice cream and salad dressings, they do appeal to many, but some people can actually taste the fat lurking rich in these rich foods, and those who can't may end up eating more of these foods. This is all genetically determined.
That's weird.
You may want to determine whether you can taste fat or not and be careful.
How do you know? That's really strange.
Yeah. Well, it can be detected through smell and texture, most of it. And those who eat much, much more of it are just not as sensitive, detect it.
It's kind of like after you do Medifast, everything tastes sweeter when you go back to regular food. It's really weird because you get used to not having all that sugar.
Exactly. It's the weirdest thing, man. As soon as you eat anything sweet, you're like, you're almost blown over by like, wow, that is really, and it's not a good thing.
But if you crave more fat than most others, you probably are not as able to taste it as the rest of us. All genetically controlled.
Yeah, I do know people that say, gosh, that's so rich or that's so something. And sometimes I don't feel that same way. Uh-oh.
All right. So also one of the things that we can help you out with here, we can help you with losing a little bit of weight. But if you're in pain, if you've, like I am, have young kids and you're running around and you're getting banged up a little bit, or you're like my mother-in-law and you have some arthritis pain, you can use Salonpas patches. Put them on where the pain is, and then within a couple of minutes you'll start to feel a little bit of relief and keep them on. Dr. Ken, how does this work and why does it work?
This is effective. It lasts up to 12 hours. It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back joint and muscle pains. Rich, we can't keep these samples in our office. People are loving this. My manager loves this. There are two powerful ingredients, methyl salicylate and menthol. They go right to the site of pain. No pills through the body. No irritation to your stomach.
That's the thing. So instead of taking the pills, go ahead and just put the direct connection on there. It is Salonpas at GoodDayShow.com with Dr. Ken. 51 past.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The song is okay. I like the song. This is Carly Simon, and nobody does it better. And I'll tell you the reason that I let it go so long is because, much like Chucker, I'm a big, big James Bond fan. And this comes from the movie. Wait a minute. Roger Moore. Yeah, okay. Roger Moore, The Spy Who Loved Me. Carly Simon turns, are you ready for this? 66 today.
Wow. She still looks pretty good.
Yeah, she looks great. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the song is good, but, I mean, I dig it. Chuck, this was at the end, wasn't it, when they were in the space capsule kind of flying back to Earth?
I'm not sure. I thought most of those songs are used in the closing.
The credits, yeah. Which is when the thing happened. Yeah. When he was like, James, you can come back to Earth now. He's like, be right on that cue. So there he is. So we're all getting a little bit older, and so is Carly Simon at 66 years old.
The alternative.
What was the first James Bond movie you've seen in a movie theater? Do you remember?
I would have to say I can't remember, but this one would probably have to be it, I would think.
For me, it was in 1976, Live and Let Die, which was Roger Moore's first Bond film. My mother and father took me to see it.
You guys will be mad, but I think my first Bond movie in a theater was a Pierce Brosnan Bond movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked by that. And he was good. I liked him as Bond. I wish he'd have kept on as Bond.
Yeah, I actually think he could have another couple movies in him.
No,
I like the new guy so much.
I do. But what's the new guy's name, Chuck? Daniel Craig. Is he done or is he doing one more?
No, he's definitely doing another one.
And then what? Because, I mean, we thought he was done after the last one. Is he going to stick around for a while, or are we going to get another new James Bond in 2 years?
That's a good question. I think he'll do more than one. I think he'll do at least another two.
I like the reboot that they did on that. It's got a new energy. It's a little bit more realistic. I mean, as much as I love the Bond flicks, they're a little bit hokey, and that's part of their charm. So for them to kind of take this Bourne Identity kind of angle and make it a little bit more edgy. I really liked it, and I thought Daniel Craig did a good job with it. So,
you know, but that's an interesting question. I'm just curious, when they did Casino Royale, was it the director's choice to make the character dead serious, or was it Daniel Craig, the actor? Because he certainly was a very, very, the most serious of all
of them. Yeah. No, I've got to think it's probably a mix of the two. I mean, you look at what you've got to work with, and okay, this guy's not going to pull off the lines that Roger Moore did, you know, as far as the comedy, or Sean Connery, he can, you know, be snarky.
Connery was great.
Yeah, yeah. He's the best still. So, all right, let's see if we can slip in our contest here. You've only got a couple of minutes, so let's make this quick. This is an easy film. That's why I think we can slip it in here. Unfortunately, they didn't cross up my answer, so I
know
what the movie is. I would have gotten this anyway. Here you go, 1-800-510-8255 if you know what this movie is.
You know, I can't remember the last time I really took a risk.
Okay, clip number two, 1-800-510-8255.
The way nature's been treating us, I don't mind cheating her a little.
Okay. Hmm. Oat bran.
Nothing yet.
Yeah, oats.
Oat bran. Quaker oats.
That is. All right, then the last clip.
When we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
All right, so that's...
This movie is very depressing.
I liked it. Good movie. All right, so 1-800-510-8255 while Chucker gives us movie news.
Interesting story here, Doug. I mean, Rich.
Thank you. We fired Doug. He's gone.
Okay. MGM late last night announcing that they are preparing a remake of the terrific 1983 Matthew Broderick movie War Games.
Oh.
They've already attached the director of the upcoming comedy Horrible Bosses to helm the project. That was a great movie, one of my favorite films of the 1980s.
Shall we play a game? Love it.
Steven Spielberg reportedly mulling ideas for a possible Jurassic Park 4. Believe it or not, it's been 18 years since the original movie came out and 10 years since the last installment. The trilogy.
Do I need to see that yet?
You better. Yeah, absolutely.
Never seen it. I've got to rent it. Okay.
You know, believe it or not, the best theatrical experience I ever had was the original Jurassic Park back in 1993.
Yeah, that was some scary stuff there.
Absolutely nuts. The trilogy comes out on Blu-ray October 25th. And I got a chance to watch a new trailer to Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the new ape film coming out on August 12th. And I must say, it looks really good, much better than I thought. Has a strong emotional pull, at least the trailer does. Hope the film lives up to the premise.
All right, let's go to
theaters, Pixar Part 2 and Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz.
All right, Janet Mount Vernon, what is the name of that movie?
Cocoon,
that's right. It's 58 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day with Chuck Curry. Thank you, Chuck Curry.